This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome. You're listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We're happy you joined us today and hope you enjoyed the program so much you'll join us again next week for worship with us.
If it's one thing I have to be reminded of frequently as a child of God, it's my need to keep trusting God, to surrender each day to His care. We're going to take a look today at a beautiful song out of the Bible that reminds us of the benefits of trusting God. Stay with us. Let's pray. Almighty and gracious God, we praise and thank you this day for your great faithfulness. We thank you that we can approach you as a trusting child approaches a loving parent. Father, as we spend time with you today in your holy word, help us to see once again that we can trust you with our lives. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. About 30 people, mostly men, were standing around in the church basement that Thursday night. They were drinking coffee out of styrofoam cups, and some were laughing and kidding with each other, while others looked much more serious. The room was buzzing with a variety of conversations. Some of them were boisterous, others were more quiet and somber. The people were gathered for the weekly Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. One of the individuals there, his name was Hank, half listened to the small group of guys standing around him who were talking about cars. Normally, he would have been right in the middle of that conversation. Hank loved his cars. But tonight his mind was elsewhere. He would be sharing up front with that group later on. He would be talking in front of people, and that made him nervous. Suddenly, the overhead lights blinked in the basement and signaled that the meeting was about to begin. Hank went and sat down on a folding chair, along with the rest of the group. The group's leader, Tom, standing behind a small podium, big smile on his face, calling things to order. He said, "Tonight we have someone who's receiving his 30-year medallion. His name is Hank. Hank, come on up. And Bob, I'd like Bob, his sponsor, to come up to make the presentation to him." The group erupted with clapping and hooting and hollering of congratulations. Hank stood up and moved forward to receive his award. He was so nervous. Bob winked at Hank and said his congratulations as they walked toward the podium. And then he talked to the group about Hank, saying some pretty nice things about him, laced with humor thrown in about Hank. Then he turned to Hank and handed him his 30-year medallion and said, "Congratulations." Hank took that medallion and he squeezed it tightly. He turned to the group and cleared his throat and began to speak. "Thanks. My name is Hank, and I'm an alcoholic." The group answered back, "Hi, Hank. It's been quite a journey. I took my first drink when I was 12, and I didn't stop until 30 years ago. By the age of 21, I was drinking heavily every day. I was hiding bottles in the garage at home and in my desk, in the trunk of the car, at work. What I didn't realize was I was drinking myself into a real mess. I was in a real hole that I couldn't get out of. I was a proud person, headstrong. And when anyone questioned me about my drinking, I'd shut them up quick. I didn't want anyone telling me how to live my life, how I needed to get help. Even though it was affecting my marriage and my work and other relationships, I didn't see it. I didn't want to quit drinking. I believed that I could on my own if I wanted to. Man, I was so pig-headed and stupid. It took my wife moving out on me with a baby, getting picked up a couple of times for drunk driving, finally a conversation with a sober friend to get me to come to one of these meetings. It took my sponsor, Bob, and thanks, brother. It took my friend Bob to make me finally see that I was doing a really lousy job running my own life and that I needed to let go and turn my life over to God to give him control. So I did. In fact, I asked Jesus Christ into my life. And he's been keeping me on track for 30 years. It hasn't always been easy. Don't let me kid you about that. I can be pretty stubborn, and some days life can be a real bear. But as I surrender each day to him, I can honestly say he gives me what I need to stay sober. I have to keep reminding myself that I'm not God. And I've learned to trust him along the way and call on him for wisdom and courage and strength as I continue to work the steps. Now, I know some of you sitting here tonight are new at this AA thing. Maybe you've been sober for only a couple days. I'm glad you're here. I just want to tell you, as one drunk to another, trust God with this. Work those steps and trust God, and you'll be up here getting your 30-year medallion someday. I want to say thanks to my sponsor, my family, my group, most importantly, my God. Hank then quickly went back to his seat, breathed a sigh of relief as those around him patted him on the shoulder, congratulating him. I believe the songwriter of Psalm 131 would say, Amen, to Hank's talk. Listen to this songwriter's humble words. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not haughty. I do not occupy myself with great matters or things that are too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. That's our reading. There's a life story behind this song. Somewhere along the way, this individual had learned to trust God with his life. Perhaps he had learned along the way, like Hank, that even though he thought he had life by the tail and he was a master of his own destiny, in total control, an independent operator, able to manage life himself, he discovered that nothing could be further from the truth. Perhaps he had even learned the hard way, as many of us do, and he crashed and burned and tasted failure and some humiliation and embarrassment, some pain along the way of life. Or perhaps he had learned early on as a boy growing up about the destructiveness of being haughty, which means arrogant, prideful. After all, in the Hebrew Proverbs, he'd been taught that bit of wisdom as a child, that before destruction, one's heart is haughty, but humility goes before honor. Our songwriter points out that he's chosen the alternative to running his own life, to thinking that he's God. I've calmed and quieted my soul. And the picture he gives us, that he paints for us, is a weaned child nestled contentedly at his mother's breast, resting quietly in her arms, serene, satisfied in those gentle, strong, reliable mother's arms. God's arms. I'm reminded of a little vignette that Gerhard Frost, a Lutheran writer, tells. He had this friend who was planning a vacation for his family of six, a rather ambitious holiday to various points in Europe. As the departure time drew near, he spent many hours with maps and itineraries and other travel information and had it all spread out on a large table in front of him. A few days before they were due to begin their journey, the youngest of his children came into the room where her father was working on the trip's details. She peered over his shoulder at the maps and the papers, and she watched for a while as she went from one stack of papers to another. as he went from one stack of papers to another, taking notes and adding to that growing list that he was making for the trip. Finally, the little girl climbed up in her father's lap and said contentedly, "Oh, I'm so glad all I have to do is go along." It's the mark of a trusting child, isn't it? The willingness to feel secure in another's hands. And our songwriter says, "And so my soul is like a weaned child within me, resting in mother's arms." He seems to have learned the secret of contentment, of that kingdom living that Jesus in the New Testament described is ours when we trust God like a child. He had learned contentment came with humbly trusting God with each day, each moment of life. This song is really a declaration of dependence, as he sounds so happy and content. It's a calming and soothing song that goes on to appeal to us. God's people, Israel, this is what I've learned. Trust God with your life. You can, you know. You can learn it too, just like me. Join me now, people of God, in hope in the Lord forevermore. Trust in God. Place each day in His hands. I came across this story, which I think really does capture what this songwriter is trying to lead us towards. There was this young pilot who once succeeded in convincing his old grandmother to take her first airplane ride with him in his small private plane. The takeoff went smoothly, and they were soon cruising over the town where she lived and looking down at the farm where she had been born. The grandson noticed, though, that his passenger was pale, and her knuckles were white as she clung to the arms of her seat for her dear life. When he landed the plane, the rest of the family waiting on the ground couldn't wait to get Grandma's reaction to the experience. They came running towards the plane when she was getting out. "Grandma, how'd you like the ride?" they asked. "Oh, it was fine," she said, "but let me tell you a secret. I never really let all my weight down." The flight would have been so much more enjoyable had she only relaxed and let her weight down and trust. That's what our songwriter is encouraging us to do this day. Let your weight down. Trust in the Lord. It really is an enticing appeal, isn't it? As you catch the mood of this song. So, why not? After all, hasn't God proven Himself to be faithful and true and trustworthy? All you have to do is look at the cross. Hasn't He shown us that He is really for us in the giving of His only Son to die for our sinfulness so that we could become His sons and daughters? People of God, trust Him. There's a contemporary gospel song that came to mind when I was studying this tender little psalm, 131. It's a testimony of a man named Andre Crouch, who's learned along the way to trust in Jesus and trust in God. And here's the song for you to take with you into your week. I hope you like it.
I've had many tears and sorrows, I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to make me strong. Through it all. I've learned to trust in God. I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. You see, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't even know God could solve it. I'd never know what faith in his word could do. That's why I tell you.
Let's pray. We thank you, O God, for this glorious reminder, this wonderful picture of a sleeping child in a mother's arms, the testimony that you are God and we can trust you. Help us, Lord, to put our hope in you each and every day of our lives, no matter what we're facing, so that we might experience the peace and joy and strength that is found in walking close to you. And when we waver, Lord, forgive us and help us to remember the cross and all the trouble that you went through in order to make us your own. In the name of Jesus, we ask this. Amen. Today, let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray today's sermon has lifted you up in your walk with Jesus Christ. If you would like to become a member of the Jewels of our ministry, well, you can call us and learn more about joining our Gem or Gift Every Month Club. These listeners make a regular contribution each month to support our ministry. Please call 1-888-693-2484 to sign up, or direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. What part do emotions play in our relationship with Jesus Christ? Reverend Dr. Homer Larson asserts that while emotions may indeed be a part of our faith, basing our faith on emotions can be dangerous. Instead, faith must be built on Jesus Christ. If you would like to learn more, order Emotions and Our Christian Faith, Volume 4 in Reverend Larson's DVD sermon collection, Basic Biblical Truths. This DVD is available by calling our office at 1-888-693-2484 or by visiting our website at christiancrusaders.org. If you would like a CD or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders since 2005. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting every Sunday since 1936.